Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. It is time for us to hear the beautiful divine messages that are here for us. But first, we are going to introduce ourselves, and here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, Barbara. How are you?
Great. How about you?
Good, thanks. Hi, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's been a crazy weekend. I've been connecting with so many different people, and it's just, I don't know where the time went, Barbara. This has been a bizarre weekend. But I was told to call myself the magical DC Love, and Spirit gave Barbara that message. So Barbara told me, you've got to call yourself the magical DC Love. So, okay, so I'm the magical DC Love. Sometimes I'm the real DC Love. Sometimes I'm DC, just DC Love. And at times, those in spirit call me Miss DC. So it's all me, whatever one you choose. It's fine. I've had a really crazy journey, crazy as the weekend I've had, basically. It started with sugar cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, spirit sitting on me to get my attention. Wow. So I had no other choice but to listen, and this propelled me to where I am today on this beautiful, beautiful path. And it is, it's an amazing path. I just love it. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered that I had this amazingly strong connection with spirit. Since then, I've never looked back. I had a work background in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and we can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan and I first connected while she was in a coma. I was walking past the TV, and the announcer was giving us updates on her condition. And I heard, can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay? And I'm looking around the room. I'm like, I'm the only one here. She must be talking to me. So I said, I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit out of the loop. I think you better find someone else. So lo and behold, it was a few hours later that she actually said a couple things. She threatened me. And the funny part is we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while realized that the connection was a beautiful divine connection, and it took me quite a while as well to add her to my list of guides, but she's here, and she's here to stay, and she really is truly divine. Joan has left the door open. Joan's on the other side. They walk through it continually, and my chance encounter with her, it's given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also helps me to have the ability to relate and to work with people worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, but I feel normal is overrated anyway. So I'm so blessed to come in and do these radio shows and to connect with an even wider audience. But long story short, my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, magical DC Love. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, and activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. Yay, I could remember all the words today. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, an energy upcycling practitioner, a dear innate practitioner, an author, a speaker, and probably 1,001 other things. What I do is help people find the joy in their lives. I love bringing people back to the joy, helping them to let go of what they used to believe was important and recognize what is actually important to their own hearts, so that they can start living their lives from the truth within them instead of living the life that other people told them that they were supposed to live. And this was all a part of my journey when I realized that the life that I was living was not one I was actually enjoying. And it was because I was making everything and everyone else more important than me. And now I've turned that around and I recognize my own importance, my own value, my own worth, my own deserving. And that has had a phenomenal impact on my life. And I find myself being of even more service to others because I am recognizing me. You can look at my website to learn more about what I do. It's divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there. There's even some free healing work you can do on yourself because this is about you, you opening up to you, you being you, you accepting you. And that's what's most important for each and every one of us. Okay, now it is time for us to talk to the people who are ready to talk to us. If you want to call in, the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And don't forget to push the number 1 if you call in so that we'll know you're ready to chat with us. Otherwise, we just let you listen. And the chat room is open, so if you want to talk through the chat room, you can do so. You can ask questions, make comments, whatever. Just remember that when I'm working with someone, my eyes are closed. So if you're trying to have a conversation with me while I'm working, it's not going to work because I'm not going to see it. But that's okay. I will eventually open my eyes.
Well, you know what? My ears are closed, Barbara. I'm laughing not at you. I'm laughing at me because you're saying your eyes are closed. My ears must have been closed because I had Ginger screaming in my ear, Mom, you're putting the wrong number down for the show. And finally I said, Ginger, and then I looked and I had to go back with the post that I put out there. I had to fix the number. So my ears were closed.
Well, open your ears now because we're going to talk to people.
All we need is one more person that their mouth is closed. See no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil.
Yep, that's all we need. Maybe that's what we'll get on our first caller. Let's see. Our first caller is from area code 561. Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi. My name's Denise. How are you?
Hi, Denise.
I thought for a second there you weren't going to talk because your mouth was closed. Okay. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm recuperating from foot surgery, and I'm going in to my second week, and as of the last couple of days, I'm displaced on the first floor of my home, so I can't get to my bedroom to my shower, and so therefore I'm not sleeping very well, and I just keep having these weird dreams. I have a husband who passed away almost 14 years ago, and it's dreams of me planning his funeral and everything, and it's just they're coming out of nowhere, and I would just like some insight on that.
Okay, let's see what DC is getting first.
Okay, hi, this is DC. Are you making some decisions at this time?
Well, there are decisions that are kind of being forced upon me.
Okay, because I just feel like you didn't feel the way you do now when your husband was around, correct?
Yes.
And I just feel like you're thinking about him, and he's there with you, and it's sort of to help you to stop worrying and, you know, let whatever's on your mind, you've got to just, like, it in a different way, okay? Because he's saying, you know, she's got something on her mind, and you've got to, like, sort of, like, weigh your decisions out a little bit, like, differently, okay? So I do feel his presence with you, hon, and he's going to help you, okay? And he's saying, you know, you've been dealing with a lot of things, but you're going to find that, you know, there's going to be resolutions everything that you're dealing with, okay?
Okay.
So he's been, you know, he's been with you, and, you know, that's why I think you're dreaming of him, but he's just trying to help you. And he's just saying, like, at times he sees you getting upset, you know, and he's trying to, like, help you to live life, like, from the lighter side. And he's saying you need to stop when you get into that mindset and think and, you know, what could I do differently to make myself feel better? And he's saying he wants you to just, you know, watch your emotions, okay?
Yes.
So that's what I'm getting. Like, it's just your husband, like, he is with you, hon, and he's just trying to help you, okay?
Okay.
So allow him to, you know, to help you. He can connect in your dream state, okay? And I'm just getting, like, don't try anything new right now, okay? You may be, he's saying you may be tempted to do something a little bit differently, but he's saying it's best to, you know, follow, like, the status quo. You're going to do things, you know, the way you do things, and you're going to accomplish more, okay?
Okay.
So he's just, like, keep doing what you're doing, and everything is going to be okay. Okay, I wanted to ask you, in regard to, you know, like, your physical condition, I just felt like your nerves, your electrical, like an electrical system, your nerves, like there was something with the nerves going on.
Well, I had foot surgery, and so, you know, I don't know if that is just coming out of, like, the anesthesia sense, you know, I don't know.
Okay. What is it? Has the doctor given you, like, medications and things?
At the very beginning, I'm not taking them anymore because the pain is not that severe. It's more of an annoyance because I can't put any weight on the foot.
Yeah. And I sort of feel like there's, like, a little bit of nerve pain going on. And pain medicine will not help nerve pain.
Mm-hmm.
But just
It's very possible because the kind of pain that I'm having, I can't even describe it. It's not a throbbing pain.
Right, right. Yeah, and sometimes it just, like, it just feels like sort of like hot, and sometimes it's just like it's a different intensity of pain, but it's not. It's not like you broke something or hurt something. I know what, like, the nerve pain feels like, and it is, like, a little bit different because I just felt like nerves. If it continues, ask your doctor, you know, to address it. They do have medications for that won't make you drowsy, okay? Medications they use for different illnesses and different things that will help. But you do have, like, some nervousness, too, your husband is saying. You know, you do have some nerve pain, but you do have some nervousness as well. Okay?
Okay.
And just saying, you know, like, all the stuff that's going, like, on in your life, like, it's not only that you can't get upstairs, but you've got so much on your mind that it's hard to sleep.
Yeah.
Just saying you're not motivated, you feel a little bit run down, and you're analyzing things, like, a little bit too much. Okay, he's asking that, like, you do, you know, discuss your issues with your physician, okay? And I, like, he keeps going back and saying, like, you know, nerves, electronic energy. So I do feel like it's something, like, that affected some of your nerves, son. Okay?
Okay.
In regard to your surgery. And now I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Good luck, hon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, they keep reminding me that when you have something to do with your feet, it usually involves you stepping out in your life. So now that you've had this surgery and your foot has been fixed, once it's healed, you may find yourself stepping out more in your life. And that's kind of what these dreams are connected with. They're allowing you to decide what's actually important to you. Where do you want to go next? Who is it that you really want to be? because mm-hmm. the old you is gone. You know, it's no longer who you are. You are changing. So open up to the changes that you are being shown. And you may want to start making a list of what you want to do, what you want to do differently. What is it
right.
that you really want to experience in your life? What is it that you've been putting off for years? It's time for you to start living, really living who you are. And this is part of that opportunity. So they're showing that this is about your evolution and your growth. And your husband is, he's there with you. He's there to help you to make these changes and to do it with courage and with the knowing that this is who you are. And it's okay for you to be you. And that's what they're telling me.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And, okay, there's something more. Hold on. They say to enjoy this time instead of, you know, looking at it as something bad. Oh, I've got to get through this, blah, blah, blah. Start enjoying it. Start seeing who you are. I mean, start really paying attention to what is actually important to you. That's part of what you get to do during these times off, you know, when you don't have to deal with work or whatever it is you normally deal with. This really gives you the chance to make decisions about who you are. And they're saying that you're a lot more than you actually believe you are. So start looking at what it is you truly enjoy doing and start bringing more and more of that into your life. Okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
You are welcome. All right, well, enjoy yourself. I know that seems like a strange thing to say after surgery, but hey, I'll say it anyway. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and our next caller is area code 951. Let's see if this is our Nathaniel.
Hello, hi.
Hello, Nathaniel.
How you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
Good, I'm doing great.
So what can we do for you today?
Oh, I just wanted to see if I could get a message from Spirit.
Okay, let's see what they're saying. DC?
Yes, hello, Nathaniel. Happy Sunday. It's great
Happy
to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Very nice. Okay, the first thing that I'm getting, Nathaniel, is that you've got to be clear about what it is that you're wanting. You've got to help yourself and really get clear about what it is, you know, that you're striving for, okay? And this is going to help to empower you to go forward, Nathaniel. I'm also getting that you're a little bit imbalanced between giving and receiving, Nathaniel. Okay? So to help resolve that, you could be going into a store, you open a door for someone pays you a compliment, you say thank you. So I'm getting that you give a little bit more than you receive, Nathaniel. So you've got to sort of get that back into balance, okay?
Okay.
Heal that, because that's a pattern that'll actually help to keep you stuck financially. It could slow down your opportunities. So we really want to, you know, we want to keep that in check, Nathaniel. Okay? And, you know, just, you know, throughout the day, just say thank you. You know, you connect with a blessing and, you know, thank you. And do not worry, Nathaniel, because whenever you're worrying, you're slowing something down as well. Always, you know, if there's something going on, always put it in the form of prayer. And then we have, you know, the doors are open for divine intervention. Okay? So, you know, Worrying just actually keeps us stuck where we are, and we're not able to go forward. So are you, you know, are you, like, worried maybe a little bit about what the future holds for you, Nathaniel?
Yeah, a little bit, I would say. It's all going to work out, but, you know, I'm just kind of in a financial crunch, and, you know, I have to find a new place to live maybe in a couple of weeks, or we'll see how that works out. And, you know, I'm looking for another job. I got a interview in a couple of weeks for another job, but it really doesn't pay more than what I have. It actually might be not even as good as the jobs I have now. So
okay.
I know it's farther to drive. It's just like doing like a water resource saver. I guess I look around for water leaks and stuff, you know, but it's for the county or something like that. But it doesn't even have any benefits with it. And it's not full-time. It's like 36 hours. And it's going to be a half-hour drive one way. So, you know, I'm kind of better off where I'm at now because I'm working now. And, you know, I have a lot of playtime, with the jobs that, you know, I'm working. I'm just watching a door now. So it's, maybe boring, but, I have a lot of time, I have a lot of leisure time.
Okay. Well, Nathaniel, the time that you have could help you to just, you know, connect with your intuition even and think about what it is that you would really, you know, like to do. I'm getting flowers. I don't know, but what is it with you and flowers? You do have like this beautiful connection.
I don't know. I don't know what I have to do with flowers.
Yeah, I mean, like, notice flowers maybe when you go somewhere, even if it's, like, at a larger grocery store, they have, like, floral arrangements. Maybe just, like, look and see which flowers catch your eye. And, you know, maybe the fragrance of the flowers, the essence. Because you have healing abilities, Nathaniel, and you can use flowers to help to create a career path with that as well. Okay, flowers bring us healing. So I'm getting there is some kind of affinity with flowers, and maybe you might have to look into it a little bit deeper. But you also, when you connect with people, they see how, you know, how truly, you know, you're just like, you're so concerned, you're loving, and you have such an empathetic ear, Nathaniel. You have natural ways of connecting with people and giving them beautiful advice. So I'm also getting, you know, that you possibly could go into some kind of line of work that may help people, you know, in the sense of maybe like a life coach or a counseling, something, you know, where you could connect with people and really, you know, guide them towards their life. And I'm getting the word healing again. So you have so many different, like, beautiful, beautiful abilities that you could, you know, bring together. And the angels could create a job just for you, Nathaniel. Because as long as you listen to people with an open mind, you always are able to heal, to help them to heal. And you give them great advice. Okay? But I'm getting, like, in order for you to get where you need to be, you've got to be able to move forward, Nathaniel. And as you said, like, about the money and everything, there's struggle in your situation, and the struggle will block your energy. Okay?
It seems like it's really been getting better, though. I got my tax returns.
That's
and good. I got some other money, and, you know, it seems like I'm not paying rent now for a while. And
there you go.
I may be saving some more money because my brother's wife's in China, and I don't know if she's going to be able to get, you know, on a plane for a few weeks, and she'll probably be under quarantine for another couple of weeks. And, you know, it looks like, you know, I don't know, if I would have took that apartment, I would have already been moved in by now. So, you know, it looks, you know, like I might, you know, hopefully I'll be getting out of debt, you know, before long.
Yeah. You know what, I just feel like you have such good energy, and you've got to allow the angels to come in and help you. You know, mm-hmm. The angels are standing by, and they're just waiting for you to say, you know, please come in and help. okay?
Okay.
And once you ask, you got to let go and allow, you know, the angels to come in with the guidance that you're needing. And you've got to trust that everything is working out for your highest good, Nathaniel, okay?
All right.
Okay, so all is well. I'm also getting that you possibly may be doing something involving travel, you know, where you could go to different places and, you know, maybe the change of scenery here and there is something that would appeal to you, okay? Mm-hmm. But you've got to, again, I'm getting like you're holding too tightly onto the old, okay? And you've got to let go. You've got to step into the future. Or you're going to find the fulfillment for Nathaniel.
Mm-hmm.
And just gratitude. And just say thank you for all the blessings that are presently there in your life. And know that the angels are with you. They're watching over you. Your loved that beautiful friend that you have on the other side, she's there as well. All is truly well, Nathaniel. Okay? So don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone and future that you truly deserve. And that's what I have, and I'm just, the last thing that I have is you've got to start envisioning what your future would look like if you, you know, had that dream job, Nathaniel. What would you see? What would you hear? What would you feel if your wishes, you know, were coming true? So you've got to listen to your hearing and seeing and, you know, envisioning. And let it guide you, you know, forward on your path, Nathaniel.
Okay.
Okay? Allow your imagination, you know, to really help you to go forward. Sometimes, you know, we have that imagination. It's called, you know, taking a step in faith. Okay?
All right. Well, I'll try to dream the dream and make it come reality.
God bless you, Nathaniel.
Thanks,
I'm going to turn
Barbara.
You over to Barbara.
Thank
have
you.
A blessed
one. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, Nathaniel, the first question they have is, have you been out playing your guitar every day?
Yeah.
Wonderful. And I'm still seeing that vision of you teaching children and some adults how to play the guitar. Have you looked into finding some place where you can do that?
No, I'm not really sure what to do about that.
They're not really showing me anything except you actually doing the work. So I have no idea where you're doing this at. I just see you doing it, and there's just so much love and so much joy in you and in the people that you are teaching. So it's just bringing so much love and joy into the lives of everyone involved. So you may want to look into that and see what kind of possibilities are there. It just feels like such a perfect fit for you. And it's kind of a stepping stone to you becoming even more. So you can look into that if that's something that resonates with you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what else they want to tell you. And again, I'm hearing that song, I've Got the Music in Me, so that's kind of my Nathaniel theme song.
There's a new show, and the girl sings that. I can't think of the show right now, but I heard that song a couple nights ago, and it was pretty funny because it's almost a better version than the Kiki D or whatever. Because it was on some show, some new show they have out, and I clicked in, and she's in bed, and then she rolls the covers over her eyes, and then she gets up, and then the rhythm starts out, and then she gets up, and then she starts singing it, and then all these people are dancing and stuff, and it's really funny, and it's actually really good musical too, musically.
Well, great.
Some new show.
Well, maybe you should find that recording on YouTube and play it to remind yourself that you have music in you. because you do.
It's actually a really good spiritual song because it says, that you don't let the things bother you that are going around and find an obstacle or go around it and everything. So I thought, that's a really good song.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, they say keep letting the music within you out, and it's really going to change your life. It's really going to take you down a path that you weren't expecting to go, but you will be actually very, very, very happy. And you will be abundant. So, you're going to have more than enough money, and you're going to get to do the things that you love to do, and you get to have a wonderful, wonderful life. So it's time for you to have a wonderful life. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm just set. I think I'm taking lots of vitamins, and I can feel it. I can feel them working. My bones are cracking and stuff in the right place, and I feel pretty vivacious. I've been taking a lot of vitamins and collagen and all kinds of stuff, and trying to get out of debt. So I'm slowly. Day by day, I seem to be getting more and more out of debt,
Yeah. Let the angels help you, Ask them what your next step should be. Ask them to bring you whatever you need to get out of debt. Let them work with you. They're there to work with you. So just let it flow.
Yeah. I think they really are.
Yeah, they are. So,
and Nathaniel, I was talking about YouTube and the voice, the show The Voice in the UK for 2020 is I've Got the Music in Me. That's the theme song.
Yeah.
And it sounds really cool. It sounds like really, really cool. So check that out on YouTube, The Voice UK.
Yeah,
I've Got the Music in Me, and it does sound totally amazing.
Yeah, like I was saying, there's a new version of it. I can't think of the show, but she's a little redhead that starts singing that out of bed, and she's dancing it. It's some new show, like I'm saying, and it was like the second thing, and it was really outrageous because she's dancing with all these people. So I thought it was actually, I watched the Kiki D version of it, them doing it live, and I thought, it was kind of rough the way they did it, but and kind of raspy. But the way she did it was the way it was really, they had like a dance choreography in it, and it was really good. It was really good. So I could do my own version of it, it starts
out.
Let
it inspire you. That song has been with you forever. Let it be your inspiration, Daniel. To go forward. Because you do have the music in you. And you're going to use that music to really create something amazing.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it.
Bless you, Nathaniel. Have a great evening, hon.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bless.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 503. Let's see if this is Dawn.
Bingo!
Hi, hey. Dawn. What can we do for you today?
Oh, you know what? Dan gave me the heads up that they're on, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's totally perfect timing. Totally amazing. Wow, what a weekend. Oh, my God. Well,
wonderful.
We got to spend a couple days together this weekend, which was really, really, really awesome. And part of it was a little rocky. I totally opened his new leased car door into a metal mailbox and dented his car. So that was not that cool. And then, later, he was trying to do like Mr. Bones and like show me his little retainer thing. You know, like he made a model of his mouth and he got a like a, you know, one of those. He's been clenching a little bit. So, and he showed me it, and then he dropped it and it like smashed on the. Like the concrete floor, and then by that point he was mad. He like threw the other one down. He's like, "Oh,
oh my goodness!"
Times was rough, but by yesterday we went on a walk, and then we ended up playing like Miss Pac-Man and Gluten Free Pizza, and this watched Sean Connery's Goldfinger in an old vintage like movie theater. So, and we had some really good conversation. Are you moving, or when are you moving? Are you moving in a week? Like, what's going on? So, you know, he's been trading stocks like crazy and making a lot of money at it. Just kind of because his job is ending, and I think he's pretty good at it. But it's also like kind of it feels like it took a day and a half to like get back to like, okay, who are you? So it's a little, I'm like, oh wow, he's really wound up. But anyway, so we finally ended on a really great note, which was great. And now I'm back on the coast, and he's in Portland, and, you know, we'll see what happens in the next 2 weeks. But anyway, I should probably stop talking. But we talked a little bit about longer-term stuff, and, you know, he said he needs like a year and stabilize and figure out job situation and all of that. And and I need a year to stabilize my situation. So it feels like it's continuing to kind of move forward, but it's just lots of unknowns.
Okay. Well, there always were lots of unknowns. You just thought you were supposed to know them, but now you accept that you're not. So now it's
right.
Okay.
Right.
Good for you.
Well, thank you. I, you know what, I guess if there was any messages or intuition relative to just, you know, anything that I can do to either be kinder or better for both of us, like either for him or being more patient or for me and not going into my like weird place of, well, maybe he doesn't really like me or la 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 la, which is just kind of, you know, a wounded place rather than, you know, a better place. But anyway, if you have any messages for me, I'll just shut it now.
Okay, DC, what do you have for Dawn?
Goodness. Okay. Well, Dawn, I'm just getting, like, you've sort of, like, been through, like, a rough patch with him, and things are looking, like, a lot more tranquil, you know? So Ginger's saying, oh, thank goodness, more of this, please, for Dawn.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, like, you've had, like, your issues and everything, and you're starting to get, like, in a little bit better place, and I'm getting the word, you know, just trust. I'm also getting, like, Ginger's saying, like, synchronicity. There's a beautiful, you're like, getting, well, that's, you're getting in sync with each other. So I'm getting, like, you know, you're going to find that you're really feeling more connected, and I'm getting a number two. So it could be 2 weeks, it could be 2 months. But you guys are getting closer. So just, you know, just breathe and just be that beautiful person that you are, because there are positive changes coming for you.
Okay.
So just trusting, okay?
Yep.
Hey, you guys were through, like, a little rough spot, but like I said, this is going to, you know, it's behind you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
let it change, let the relationship change, but it's changing in a good way.
Yeah. Well, it feels like we're getting to know each other more, and you know, it's like there are, you know, little things, like, you know, I'm always kind of like trying to stare into his eyes and like trying to connect, and you know, when I see him, and I'm only seeing him on average for like a couple days out of every 2 weeks. Like, I want every moment, every ounce of time that we actually have together, I want to just spend them. So, like, my phone is off. Like, I'm just like, and it freaks him out a little bit. I'm so fucking intense.
You know, you've got to allow it to get to that point, Dawn, you know? You've got to let it get there. It's slowly getting there.
And he's able to, like, so he was kind of, like, joking with me about it. He's like, God, you know what? You're more normal after you have a couple of beers. Like, you zoom in on my. So I'm like, okay, I'm not looking at you. I'm not looking at you. It's kind of playful, but it's also like a little weird. God.
I'm just, like you said, I'm getting, you know, everything is resolving, you know? So you've got to go with that. But and you're saying, like, in respect to you, like, for the next couple of weeks, just watch, because you're a little bit more accident-prone than usual, and you don't need anything to happen in that respect.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm getting, you're saying, yeah, John, you know, you are tired of being alone, and that's understandable, but this is your year. 2020 is your year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a little bit more faith. You've got to trust. Be enthusiastic for the time that you guys connect, and surrender, like, all the of the stuff, you know, when he's not with you and everything, the worries, and just let the angels, just allow that beautiful love that you have when you're together, to let it flow and feel it, because I do feel the relationship is getting closer, but you've got to you know for now that this is the way it's going to be for a while. But it's not going to stay that way. You're moving into a better, you know, area with each other. So allow it to just be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the time together. Try some new things. Spice it up a little bit. You know, and you know that, you know, what you want. And, you know, you're going towards that, hon. That's what I'm saying. That it's going to be positive for you.
Yeah.
But there's nothing really to be worried about. Like, don't worry about it. Okay? And Ginger's saying they're going to have a long and beautiful life together. So you'll have the emotional security. You'll have, you know, you'll have it all. Okay? But you've got to stay positive with your thoughts. And when you're together, just try to do something new here and there. Just, you know, keep it like, you know, alive and fun and everything, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you're doing a great job. Doing a really, really great job.
Thank you. Very proud
of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Because you're saying, look at the sky, Dawn. The sky is clearing up. The clouds are moving out, you know? So choose to see that beautiful, beautiful sky, and choose happiness and peace right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
You are sort of like in one phase of your relationship with him, and you're starting a beautiful phase filled with fulfillment and happiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last happiness, okay? So there's, I mean, the angels aren't showing me anything but fulfillment. But just, you've got to, you know, like, don't freak them out and just have fun, you know. Be that, like, when you laughed the last time we connected, I mean, he probably would just drop what he's doing and see, and, like, that laugh was amazing. It has such energy. Just, you know, yeah, just be you. And he's going to want to find more time to be with you, you know.
Yeah. It's so funny because when we were out last night, this one lady came over for a moment, and I, you know, there was just this moment of, like, our eyes met, and he had just been telling me, like, you know, like, just don't look at me quite so much. Give me a little space, essentially. And this other lady comes over, and I'm like, I just started connecting with her. I'm like, hey, I need to be somewhere else. She's like, I don't want to be here. I'm like, pull up a chair. And she and I started talking, and I'm like, you know, I'm giving him too much attention anyway. I mean, it lit me everything up. Like, he started, like, I wasn't even looking at him, but, like, out of the corner of my eye, I could see and feel him laughing. So maybe it's like one of those moments of just, like, you know, connecting with other people and to get well together, and it was lighthearted.
Beautiful. Yeah, you're moving forward, like I said, really nicely. So just keep doing what you're doing. Don't lose that beautiful energy. And like you said, it should be really, really, you know, amazing. And that it's going to end with that big M word, you know.
Nice. Oh my gosh. Well, and hopefully I'm not scaring you about that. But it's like we're talking more and. I don't know. We talked about different things, and then I'm like, you know, it gets a little funny sometimes if that's like, you know, him not really wanting to think together, and then he freaks out, and he's like, 18 years. He's like, I don't want to have children yet. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, one thing I'd have to be pretty conscious about that at this point, i.e. get an IUD out, but it's just, you know, it gets funny, and then I'm like, hey, I don't want to hear until we're married. and it's like,
well, Spirit is just saying, you know what, just be patient, like, just be patient, and, you know, they're going to help you to find the best solution for all the stuff that you guys are thinking about, and I'm getting you guys are going to build this beautiful, harmonious relationship together. So it will all be behind you. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Dawn. You take care, hon.
Awesome. Thank
you. God bless.
Okay. So here is the goddess Ast with your message, and she's going to be working on you. So here we go.
Okay.
We want you to know that it is all coming together. It is all coming together. It is all coming together. And he is learning new things about himself and about what's possible in his life. He's looking at other ways of being that will allow him to be with you. He's never experienced what he has with you before. He's never felt so loved. And sometimes this is just overwhelming to him. And he's wondering, why would this woman love me so much? But he finds himself enjoying being loved, enjoying being with you, enjoying the life that you two are creating together. And sometimes he backs away because it's overwhelming and there's this thought going through his head that says, no, this isn't possible, this can't happen, you're too old, no one's ever going to love you, and all of those other beliefs that he's letting go of. Just continue to be you. Continue to love him exactly as he is, even when he's not being the way you want him to be. Love him anyway. And just give him the space to grow comfortable with who he's becoming. And you will find that everything will work out absolutely fine. And the two of you will be together. It is what is meant to be. It is what you both desire to be. So let it come about in its own time, in its own way. And know that you are doing the very best you can in every single moment. And, of course, don't forget to have fun. We love you.
Oh,
okay. So keep up the good work, woman.
Thank you, woman. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You are welcome. So, there's something big on the horizon. So, you know, keep working at it. It's coming.
Yes. Well, the sky just lit up. This is the very end of that. It just lit the whole town up. It's just gorgeous. Like there's a lot of clouds, but the sunlight just shone right underneath the clouds. It just lit up the whole town.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful.
Affirmation there.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara.
Well, you've got a lot to look forward to.
Yes. Thank you. Have a wonderful
You're welcome.
Evening.
You too. Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and our next caller is Jessica.
Hello?
Ladies? Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Look like you guys had a lot of fun on the show today.
Yes, it has been fun.
Oh, definitely. Yep.
So what fun are you bringing us?
Well, it's been a wonderful week for me. As yeah, every day I've been guided to do something and it just came through with the validation of confirmation. So, yeah, it's just amazing every day, and I love it. And I'm back to my morning meditation rituals, and, yeah, I'm just feel so connected. I think Green Tarot is with me at this time because I was just guided to go to a shop and to buy something for, you know, out of the blue. And then an hour I would just follow. And then when I look up, oh, I had to tell you that early that morning I chant her mantra, the Green Tara mantra. And then, in the afternoon, I was going to the shop, bought the thing. When I look up, her name tag said Tara. And then I'm like, oh, my God. And then I looked at her, and I just smiled because I just knew that was, you know, Green Tara to say hi. And then I looked at her and said, oh, is that your real name? I know, it just came out of my mouth. Is that your real name? And then she said, yes. And I'm like, oh, it's a beautiful name. So funny. But, yeah. So I'll just call in and see how you guys are doing and is there any guidance messages for me coming up?
Okay, let's see what we're getting. See?
Yes, well, the first thing that I'm getting is not only is Green Tara with you, also Yemanya is with you. She's another beautiful goddess that is letting you know, Jessica, that important doors are going to begin to open for you right now. So you've got to look for those open doors, okay? And, you know, this is your time. You've hard and you've gotten ready and your time is here. So she's with you to help you to see beautiful opportunities and to enjoy all, you know, all that's coming your way. So she's, you know, she's helping you, you know, to go forward and not to hesitate. And you've got to sort of like see yourself on a larger scale. Get ready for big and happy changes. I'm getting the word success. And know that you're ready. This is your time. And Jessica, you've got to know that you deserve to receive, you know, all the good that is waiting to come your way. Okay?
Beautiful.
Got to be open.
So is that Goddess
gotta be open
Inanna?
To it. Yemanya, yeah. Y-E-M-A-N-Y-A.
Y-E-M-A-N-Y-A.
Yeah, Y-E-M-Y-A. She's an African and Brazilian goddess, and she's known for creating the sea. So she is
cool.
And, yeah, she has a very, very powerful and nurturing energy. She's like a motherly energy. She's a goddess. She's there to protect you. Help you to really to have what you're wanting, and she grants wishes. So she's here with you at this time.
Beautiful. I'll connect with her in my next meditation.
And you have beautiful, beautiful heart and loving intentions. And you're here to, you know, to put out a lot of positive change into our beautiful world. You're so needed. Okay? And know that you deserve all the good that's waiting for you. And you've got to really, like, open your arms widely and allow it to come your way. So know that you deserve, like, all this, all the beautiful, you know. You've got to be honest and let yourself be empowered by this beautiful goddess, okay? And she's there, and she's,
okay,
she's going to go forward, hon. Okay? And just, and you've got to see yourself, you know, the way she sees you. She sees you as this divine, perfect, beautiful light worker, a beautiful woman, a goddess in your own right, okay? And you've got to see that beauty as well. Let her help you to have, you know, more self-confidence. Really have that sense of self you deserve and allow things to shift positively for you. Okay, she'll help you to connect with amazing people and beautiful opportunities and really to, you know, to do what needs to be done to really get to where you need to be. Okay, so Yamanya is with you and, you know, Green Tara is there too. But you've got to believe in yourself and you've got to believe that everything is, you know, it is like coming together. It's falling into place. And the angels are with you as well. And just have faith because I see a beautiful path ahead of you, hon. Okay? And it's going to be amazing.
Oh, what a beautiful message. Thanks so much, DC.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. I'm going to turn you now over to Barbara. God bless.
Thanks, DC.
Okay. So here is what the goddess asked, wants to say to you right now. Be yourself. No matter what is going on in your life, be yourself. It's time for you to come back to you. It's time for you to open up to you. It's time for you to accept that you are good enough and that you don't have to prove anything to anybody else. You don't have to prove anything to anybody else ever. There is nothing that you need to prove. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are amazing. You are incomparable. You are so much more than you have ever allowed yourself to be. And it's time for you to start living in that power, in that energy, and to experience your life getting better and better and better. You are coming back to yourself, and there is no more beautiful place for you to live. Open your heart. Open it fully. Stretch it as wide as you possibly can as you are embracing you, as you are living you, as you are being you. That is all we ask. That is all we have ever asked. That is all we will ever ask. Because you are enough. We love you. Okay, that's what she wanted to tell you.
Those words are so soothing. I was just like bathing in it. Yes, beautiful.
Good, wonderful. Well, now, so get busy being you.
Yes, and thank you, ladies. Always nice to connect with you both. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Enjoy your beautiful day.
Yes.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
And thanks for calling and let us know how it goes. Ooh, the energy around you right now feels really good. Okay. All right. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye, guys.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off. I never know when to push the button. Okay. We are going to our last caller now from area code 229.
Thank you.
Melvin, how are you doing?
I don't know. I've been up and down. It's been pretty hard on me with my injuries in the wreck, and I can't sleep at night because depression, and I'm having a lot of negative thoughts, and feel like I'm being attacked by something, and I'm trying to shake all this negativity off of me with prayer and meditation and going for walks and trying to stay away, you know, trying not to be by myself so much. I've been reaching out to my family. They don't have time to talk. But I told them my situation. And it seems like I know I'm not on this earth by myself. And I know that God hear me and hear my prayers. But it's just been a really hard struggle for me. I really injured myself in that wreck pretty bad. On my neck, with my lower back and my hip. And I've been going to physical therapy, but they've been playing games with the pain medication, which was making me, you know, I was feeling better. But they didn't refill it, and my ribs are, my side is, I don't know, it's just so much. Whatever you all pick up on me, any good bright light. Hey, DC.
Hello, Melva. God bless you, honey. I'm
it's
getting, awesome. You've got to, just got to breathe and know that the angels are with you. And Melvin, you have some beautiful abilities and stuff, and intuitively, you're able to hear the angels. If you could just get into that place, like you said, meditate, maybe when you're tired right before you go to bed because you don't think as much, okay? And allow the angels to come in and, you know, help you with all that you're going, you know, through, like medically and things. I just feel like, you know, a lot of, like, it is physical pain, but there's some of it, too, that is like emotions that you're holding on to. You're holding on to feeling, you know, and that stuff, like those emotional ties from the past, they sort of like stop you from going forward, Melvin. Okay?
Yeah.
Allow the angels to come in and help you to leave the past where it does belong, in the past, Melvin. Okay? Allow the angels to guide you to healers. Maybe other consultants to help you, you know, with your healthcare protocol. And just to be able to work with people that you feel good, you know, working with that you feel are helping you, Melvin. Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting too, like, you're nutritionally, like, you're not eating as good as you could.
True. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I mean that it's important if you know, like to try to stay healthy even like through foods, okay? And allow the angels to guide you, you know, to foods that'll help your body, you know, to help it to get back into, you know, the shape it was prior to the accident. And I'm also getting, like you said, like your thoughts and maybe like things that you're using around the house, maybe things you're consuming. I'm getting there's, like, different things that are, like, bothering you as well, Melvin, okay, that are irritating you. And the angels are saying, you know, try to take, like, an Epsom salt bath. Do you try that? Like,
I
maybe
do.
Like,
yes. Yes, I do.
Okay,
I do that.
It helps
do,
with pain.
Bad.
Okay. Yeah, because the Epsom salts, you could add like different fragrances and different things. That'll help like with detoxification. It clears away negative
right.
energy, helps with pain, it helps, you know, you start to feel a little bit more positive, a little bit more optimistic. I don't know what you use around the house, Melvin, but I'm getting like the household cleaners that you're using too could be causing you some like irritation, okay?
Okay.
I'm also getting like your medication does have to be addressed. You know, that you're, you know, the medication, like you said, they changed it, and it's not helping, like, you know, now presently as well. Okay?
I mean, yeah,
so,
okay.
Yeah, because I'm getting, like you said, like with the medication, like it has to be addressed because you're not getting the relief that you need.
Yeah, they was late filling the prescription. And it you know, and when I go in and I do physical therapy, and I was told that my ribs was cracked, and then the doctor, like they don't know, but I went last week to have another doctor look at it. I haven't got the results back from them on my right side. That it may be cracked a little bit from the wreck. And so I don't know what the results of that going to be, but he did also order me another MRI on my back, the whole back. And, but it does, I do have bulging discs, two of them, herniated discs in my lumbar and my left hip was kind of jammed. It's higher than the right hip, and going to physical therapy, I keep telling these therapists that this is not working for me. You guys are making this; they're making it worse by trying to get me to do this and that, and not giving me anything for pain.
Right.
And so I talked to my attorney about it, and he said it was up to me to put it in writing that I no longer don't want to be seen by him because it's not, I don't know if I got to have surgery. I don't want surgery. I do believe that I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be better. I'm going to get better in those areas. Long as I started doing, I was thinking about doing massage therapy. Going, you know, in the water and have a massage therapy, just do that instead of doing all these crazy exercises.
Right.
It's just crazy. I'm just in a lot of pain.
I feel that.
It's just a lot. You know, with my family, they're not supportive of me, and even my sisters and brothers. And I was there when they was down, always been there. And that really depressed me and stressed me out. That's why it's hard for me to sleep because I worry about them. Yeah, and then I worry about my children because nobody comes over. And I have to try to do things around the house, clean and try to cook whatever I can.
Right. Well, I feel like you're really worn out all of this, hon. You're really worn out body, mind, and spirit. Like you're really worn. You've got to be able to stay positive. You've got to be able to relax like a little bit more because there's such tension in your body. Like I feel it as you're talking, and you know it's physically exhausting your entire body. Okay? I'm getting that, you know, everything has to be addressed. There's like a lot of irregularities in your diet, and you've got to watch like what you're eating a little bit more closely because I'm getting if you're not watching, you're going to have some stomach issues as well. Okay?
Yes, I already do.
Okay. Like you said, there's a lot of stress, and you've got to realize, you know, you have, like, you do have the doctors to help you, but you also have, like, a divine team. Allow them to come in and help you as well, Melvin, okay?
Okay.
And to guide you to, you know, to physicians that will listen to you and help you and whatever kind of therapy that you're needing, Melvin. And I'm getting, like I said, you've got to try to stay a little bit more positive, because that will help you to really to be able to hear the voices of the angels and to go forward to be where you need to be. And know that, you know, God and the angels, they love you, Melvin. And their love is there with you constantly. Okay? So the angels are saying, please have like a little bit more patience. Trust in divine timing. Put everything out there in the form of prayer. And allow the angels to help you to find alternative solutions to everything that you're going through, Melvin. Okay. But you've got so much going on that it's hard to even, to get through your day. There's just so much. And I'm getting like body, mind, and spirit. And you've got to allow, like I said, the divine to come in and help you. So, maybe like every morning, have that little talk, with the angels and allow them to know what you're feeling. And allow there to be solutions to come and help you with all this. And everything is going to be okay, Melvin. It's going to be okay. Okay? The angels are hearing, your prayers in regard to your family. And I feel like, that's going to change as well for you. Okay? So all the pain and all, the anxiety, just, when you're breathing, breathe it upward toward heaven. And release, everything in your heart. Your heart is so filled, with hurt. And just, just allow the angels to come in and help you with, your family issues as well, Melvin. Okay? Right. I do feel it's going to be a solution on the horizon. It may take a while. But I am going to invite Barbara in. You do need, a little bit of divine healing right now, and that'll help as well. So I'm glad that you called in, and allowed us to, help you. I feel like it's going to help you to get back into balance a little bit more, because I do feel like, it goes beyond like a physical level, everything that you're going through, Melvin.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, yes.
And you will start to feel better. Like you said, like a couple minutes, even if it's a couple minutes, like connect with the angels. And just let them know everything you're thinking. And like I said, you were talking about your family with us, and I did hear that, the angels are working behind the scenes. As we're connecting, they're going to help you with that as well. God bless you, honey.
Yeah, God bless. Thank you. It's just with my family issue, that's on the back burner. I'm basically concerned about me. I'm basically concerned about me getting back healthy. And being able to feel better, to be not depressed and stressed and have anxiety. I'm basically about me. I'm not worried too much about my family, my kids and all that. It's all about me right now. I want to be around here for a good little while.
Allow love to be, the guiding force, that beautiful divine love, that's the love that can heal, okay?
Right.
Allow love to come in and like permeate your whole entire situation.
Well, you see
good
things out of this?
Yourself. Excuse me, honey?
You see good things coming my way out of this?
I am getting that you have to, it's going to happen in divine timing, Melvin. You've got to be like a little bit more patient, okay?
Right.
So the angels are got to trust in divine timing, because it involves more than just yourself, hon, okay?
Right.
And at this time, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing as well, Melvin. God bless you, honey.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, Melvin, the goddess Ast wants to work with you right now, so she's going to be talking to you and clearing you while she's talking. So here's what she wants to say. This is a time when your life is changing, and changing on a bigger scale than you realize. you are letting go of everything from the past, letting go of all of your past relationships, letting go of all of your past expectations, letting go of the doubts, the fears, and all of those things that used to run your life in the past. You are letting them go. You are letting them go, and you are opening up to being alive right now, truly being alive right now, and not having to wait. It's not something that's going to happen next month, next year, next week. It's right now. So we want you to look at your life in each and every moment and decide what it is that you truly desire. Not what you desire next week, what you desire right now. Not what you desired in the past, what you desire right now. It's about letting go of everything, letting go of the need for people to be the way that you expect them to be. Because that's unrealistic. You don't have the power to make anybody anything except for you. So your only focus is you. And in each moment, we want you to look at what it is you desire in that moment. And that should be the only thing you focus on. That should be the only thing you think about. And you can ask us, what is the best next step? And when we respond, take that step. That's all you need to do. You just take it one step at a time. And we see that as you do this, you are letting go of all of the heaviness, all of the depression and the frustration of the past. You are letting that go. We are clearing it out now. It is gone. And you are coming into the light within you, the love within you, the power within you to create your life the way you desire it, and to know that you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve an absolutely wonderful, magical, amazing life where you are healthy and prosperous and happy, and you have amazing relationships, and you love yourself. This is all about moving out of who you used to be and going into who you are becoming. It is important for you to do what feels right to you in every moment. So if you are sitting at home and you are feeling sad, then you should be asking yourself, what is it that I can do to make myself feel happy right now? What would bring me joy right now? What do I need to change right now to bring me back into alignment with joy? And sometimes it's as simple as saying, dear innate, I release the sadness. Dear innate, I choose joy. And when you do that, you are giving yourself permission to let go of what was and to move into what is, to move into the possibilities of life, to move into the goodness and beauty of life. There's absolutely no reason why you should ever, not even for a nanosecond, be stuck in something that doesn't feel good. This is about you learning to let go. And you may find yourself needing to let go every moment for days on end. And that is absolutely fine. That is you establishing a new habit, a new pattern for your life. Because the old habits and the old patterns that you've been living in don't work. They don't work. They don't work. So it's time to let them go. And don't be afraid to let them go. You will find something better. You will always find something better. So know that you have the freedom to let go. Just let go. Just let go. Sometimes all you need to say is, I surrender. That's it. I surrender. And just let go. And you will find your life getting better. We are going to be bringing you more and more wonderful things for you to experience, for you to feel, for you to know, so that you can move more and more into the beauty and the majesty of your own life. Because you deserve that. Because you are good enough. We love you and we see the potential within you. We see the power within you. We see all of the beauty within you. And you are going to begin to see that as well. Let your eyes be open to the truth. It's time. It's time for you to begin living your true life. We love you, and we are here for you. Call on me. Just ask. God has asked, what is it I need to know? And I will be happy to tell you. I will be happy to work with you. I will be happy to bring you back into alignment with joy, because you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You are loved. You always are loved. Okay, how does that feel?
Oh, Lord. Yes, I feel very good. Very, very good.
Yeah, your energy has totally changed.
Yeah, that's what I needed to hear. That's what I was hoping, like, Lord, I just need to get in to talk to Barbara in D.C. tonight. And I seemed it was about to run out of time, but he punched me on the end. And I'm a fighter. I'm really a fighter. And I know deep down inside I have had battles worse than this and stepped out of it. And I shocked a lot of people because they wanted me. They thought that, you know, that I was, that was it for me. But God don't make mistakes. I'm gonna step right out of this mess, and don't worry. And like you said, have fun.
Good, wonderful.
It. Yeah,
One of the things that they're showing me is that you might want to start doing volunteer work. I don't know what kind of volunteer work resonates with you, but you working with other people will actually benefit you as well. So if there's some particular work that you'd like to volunteer, to work with children or senior citizens or puppies or whatever it is that you want to work with, let that help you as well as helping them.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to go back to do that, but as of right now, my mobility, I can walk, I can, you know, walk and all of that, but it's standing up a long time due to the wreck. My body was healed in. See, this is the second accident that I had, one in my job. And then now this wreck, but back in October. Now I got to rebuild myself. And the only thing, you know, the only thing it is with the pain and being lonely, trying to reach out, being lonely, just talking to someone, just being able to. If I just talk to someone every day.
Doing the volunteer work would help with being lonely. Doing the volunteer work would help with being lonely. And you don't have to go and spend hours someplace. You know, it can be as little as 15 minutes. Just whatever it is you can tolerate or you can handle. And let yourself build it up. But it's important for you to get out and connect more with other people. Because if you're keeping yourself separate, then that's when you begin to feel the sadness and the loneliness and all of that. And you may be able to find volunteer work that you can do over the phone so that you don't actually have to leave home. I have no idea what the choices are, but they're saying that there are choices out there and you need to find one that fits you right now. And then you can change it as you are healing and developing and growing. But it's important for you to start doing it now.
Yes, yeah, because all this negative thoughts going through my head, and that's not me, you know?
No, that's not me.
I'm like, get away from me. It doesn't belong to me, and I don't even know why I'm thinking.
You might want to start saying, dear innate, I release the energies that are not mine, because a lot of the times those are not your energies. And you don't need to hang on to them. So you'll just say, dear innate, I release the energies that are not mine. And that way you'll let them go.
Okay, yeah. Because
okay.
I know it don't belong to me.
And you're not required to keep them. Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Let us know how
Thank
it goes.
Thank you. Okay, I will.
God bless you.
And, ma'am? Okay, thank you all so much.
You are welcome, sweetheart, and feel free to call us back if you need to.
Call us back,
okay,
hon. Let us know what you're doing.
Okay, I will. Thank you, DC. Thank you, Barbara. Love you.
Take care,
hon.
Love you,
too.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye. All right,
bye-bye. Okay, DC, we are done for today.
Beautiful, beautiful show. And you know what, when people ask, whatever question, you know, people ask, love is always the answer. So just
allow
love to change your life and allow it to start healing whatever situation you're facing.
Yes, definitely.
Love is the most powerful force. It really is. And with, you know, with our beautiful guests, you know, you don't have to figure everything out all at once. It's just you take that first step, one step at a time. With Melvin, you know, even just like take little steps. And that'll help him to get where he needs to be. I still feel he has a really beautiful divine purpose. It's going to be amazing. And he's going to get over all of this. He really is. And Archangel Michael is walking with him, I'm so happy that he called him, because sometimes you just need, you know, that little bit of, you know, that little bit of divine love and guidance, and to just help him to keep going. You know, it was beautiful, Barbara.
Yes. Well, everyone is free to give us a call if they need that little bit of divine inspiration, because that's what we're here for. And we love each and every one of you.
Yes.
Well, wonderful. Well, we should be back on Tuesday. And
I hope so.
I hope so, too, with Morning with Jesus. So we invite everyone to join us then. And we thank you all for listening and calling in. And we send you lots and lots of love.
Yes. Night, Barbara. Take care, everyone. God bless.
Good night.